Ukraine security issue.
The Russian invaders have committed yet another atrocious crime against Ukrainian civilians. At Friday noon, a Russian medium-range missile with a cluster warhead hit the central railway station in Kramatorsk, Donetsk region, where several thousand women, children, and elderly and disabled people were waiting for evacuation trains. As a result, at least 50 people, including 4 children, died instantly, and more than 100 sustained injuries of various degrees of severity. Kramatorsk Mayor Alexander Honcharenko is certain that the missile strike was pre-planned and calculated to hit the crowded place. The enemy's intention was to kill 4,000 people. There were mostly women and children. Men made up not more than 10%. The rest, 90%, were elderly people, women and children. Around 100 were injured, many of them very seriously. Now they are in hospitals where up to 40 surgeons are operating at a time, said Alexander Honcharenko, mayor of Kramatorsk. Notably, immediately after the explosion, Russian media reported that the missile strike targeted Ukrainian troops. But very soon afterwards, the reports were deleted and replaced with yet another wave of cynical accusations, claiming that it was a provocation offstage by the Ukrainian military. Vadim Denisenko, advisor to the Ukrainian Interior Minister, slammed Russia's inhuman act as a planned provocation. The Russians claim they don't possess missile system of this type, Tochka-U. But a month ago, during the military exercise in Belarus, they reported and even demonstrated their training with such systems. Moreover, several minutes before Ukrainian media disseminated the information about the missile strike, RIA Novosti, one of Russia's major propaganda media outlets, said that the Ukrainian army shelled the Kramatorsk railway station. It was Russia's thoroughly planned provocation intended firstly to further brainwash the domestic audience and secondly to divert international attention from the recently revealed Russian atrocities in Bucha. I think they are planning more info attacks like this to accuse the Ukrainian army of killing Ukrainian civilians, said Vadim Denisenko, advisor to the Interior Minister. The missile strike of Kramatorsk was strongly condemned worldwide. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said that it was yet another attempt to close escape routes for those fleeing this unjustified war and cause human suffering. The State Railroad Administration, Ukrzaliznitsa, confirmed that the evacuation was suspended indefinitely. In the wake of this barbaric act, Andriy Yermak, head of the president's office, reiterated Kyiv's call upon the Western governments for increasing supplies of weapons to Ukraine and toughening sanctions against Russia. Each new act like that results from the Western partners' food dragon, Andriy Yermak said. The situation in the Donbas is expected to escalate in the near days, with a long period of fierce fighting ahead, according to Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration. As groundbreaking work for an offensive, the Russians are leveling towns and villages. They don't need the Luhansk region with people. They need the territory just to report to Putin that they have seized the whole region, Serhii Haidai said. The orcs don't need any towns at all in the Luhansk region. They only need a pack on the borderline. They don't care two hoots about the residents. If they were just a little human, they would have contacted us and said, we give 2 or 3 days to evacuate your civilians. They never did. Moreover, even when they open humanitarian corridors, they don't stop shooting there, said Serhii Haidai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration. The Russians continue to deliberately target civilians in other regions across the country and starve to death those blocked in the occupied cities and villages. Namely, they block deliveries of humanitarian aid. On Thursday, the Russians intercepted and seized a convoy of trucks and buses with humanitarian aid for residents of Melitopol, Zaporizhia region. The same vehicles were supposed to evacuate civilians. Now they can neither get the vital water, food and medicines, nor flee the occupied city. Alexander Starov, head of the Zaporizhia Military Administration, notes that the humanitarian convoy was captured and looted despite guarantees from the International Committee of the Red Cross. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal rules out Ukraine's default and galloping inflation, even under conditions of martial law. According to him, there have been no inflating emissions of the national currency since February 24th, the day Russian troops invaded the country. As an instrument of financial support to the national economy, the government used the mechanism of military bonds, which are bought by responsible businesses. Thanks to this instrument, the state's coffers have been replenished with tens of billions of hryvnias that go to reimburse for the funds the country loses because of the war, said Denis Shmyhal. Also, an equivalent of almost half a billion US dollars has been transferred to the special account opened by the National Bank for supporting the Ukrainian army. Money transfers have arrived from citizens of Ukraine as well as the US, the UK, Canada, Germany, Sweden, Poland, Norway, Finland, France, Australia and other countries. The account remains open to more donations.